Well, well, look who's back. I'm so glad that you've continued to be a regular even after all the changes. Yes. By the way, we have some big news. The new wing is mostly finished. Remember the warehouse space in the back has been making all that noise as they renovated? Our lovely Repent finally worked her magic. Or her money, same thing. And now it's a whole other world back there. Yeah, it's very cozy and more private. And on the far end, they're building a series of pools fed directly by the sea. That's right, actual seawater straight from the source. It's ridiculous, but I love it too. And with the new space comes new hires. Yeah, Repent recently hired Clarine, or Clara. She answers to both, I think. She's a slime. And before you ask, no, she's not sticky. That's a stereotype, and she'll give you a very flat look if you bring it up. Then you'll feel bad, and I'll have to pretend I care. So just don't. She does facials and skincare treatments. I'm supposed to be every new hire saleswoman for the first 60 seconds, so listen up. Your face could use a little attention. Oh, don't look so offended. You work nice. You never see the sun and it shows. Not in a bad way, just in a your skin has forgotten what vitamins feel like kind of way. So Clarine can fix that. Everyone who leaves her nook looks like they've been purified by a goddess in real life. Disgustingly radiant and glowing. So she offers packages, of course. There's the basic facial, which includes exfoliation, cleanse, massage, and moisturizer for your face, neck, and shoulders. Very thorough and relaxing. She also does full body beauty treatments if you're feeling ambitious. But for today, I'd start with the face just to ease your way in. Yes, now she mixes all her own products, scrubs, lotions, toners, everything. She's very passionate about it. It's kind of her whole personality. Fair warning too. She's good at her job, incredibly good, but don't expect a lot of small talk or emotional validation from her. Yes, Clarine is more the I will fix your skin and then you will leave type. Some people find it off-putting, but people also find me off-putting, so I think it's refreshing. Finally, someone who doesn't want to chat about the weather. I mean, it's underground, there is no weather, so what package do you think you would like? All right, good call, very good call. Okay, you go ahead and get ready, and I will call Clarine up here. Yes, thank you, nice seeing you again.
You must be my next appointment. Mandry didn't scare you off with the no weather speech, huh? Good, she gives it to everyone and thinks it's funny. I'm Clarine. You may address me as Clara, if that's easier. I don't have a preference. I don't really have any preferences about most things except skincare. I have a lot of opinions about skincare. You'll probably hear some of them, or all of them. You don't need to remember them, that's my job, so come along, I'll take you back. The new wing is through here. Please watch your step. They haven't finished the wood trim yet. Repent says it's for adding rustic character. No one asked me, but I think it's nothing more than a tripping hazard. Yes, this used to be the warehouse space. It's very pretty now, people say. Yes, there's nooks along the walls. Each one's for a different therapist. Mine is the closest to the water. I told Repent I wouldn't take a job anywhere. I couldn't get back to the sea between sessions. It's a biological requirement of mine. She understood that. She's surprisingly reasonable for someone who only needs to be in the water sometimes. The pools on the far end are still under construction, but mine was finished first, so I get the best spot. The sea feeds directly into it. I can submerge, rehydrate, reset, and be ready for my next client in 10 minutes. It's very efficient. So this is me. Yes, the nook is small, but it has everything I need. The table, towels, and products. The dim lights are good for relaxation. It's also good for my ingredients. Some of them are light sensitive. You'd be amazed how fragile a good seaweed extract can be. Most people aren't amazed, but that's fine. Go ahead and lie down. Make yourself comfortable. Okay, so Mandry says, the basic facial today, exfoliation, cleanse, massage, and moisturizer. Face, neck, and shoulders. Okay. I mix all the products myself, so if you have any allergies, please tell me now. If you don't tell me now, and your face swells up as a result, that's on you. I'll still fix it, but I'll be annoyed about it. First thing, let's get your hair out of the way. Okay, tie it up with this wrap. Here we go. Okay. Now first, the exfoliant. This is a sugar-based scrub I make with crushed pearl powder, kelp extract, and a little bit of finely ground volcanic ash. Now, the ash sounds dramatic, but it's not. It's just very good at removing dead skin without being abrasive. It also has trace minerals that will help with cell turnover. I could explain what that means, but most people's eyes glaze over, which is a feat considering their eyes are usually closed, but I can tell. It's fine, just letting you know how it works. Okay. You'll feel slight grittiness at first. That's the sugar and the pearl. It dissolves as I work it into your skin, but the ash stays a little longer. It's doing the real work. Your skin has some buildup, especially around the nose and the forehead, which is normal. Stress, lack of sleep, poor diet, it all shows up on your face eventually. The human face is a diary you don't mean to write, you know? So let me erase a few of the bad pages. Yeah. Well, no, slimes don't have the same skin. That's why I find it so fascinating. The skin of you solids. Yeah, it's so different. I technically have a skin, but it's more like a more solid, gelatinous surface. than what you call skin. You can feel my hands don't feel like human hands, right? Yes. Yeah, it's like being massaged by jelly. Everyone says it's very pleasant. Now for the cleanse. This is a foam I make from sea lettuce and something called moon jelly extract. The jelly is ethically harvested, before you ask. I do the harvesting myself. It's a whole process, very meditative. The foam lifts away the leftover scrub, along with any impurities. You'll feel a slight cooling sensation, that's the jelly. It's also mildly antimicrobial. I won't bore you with the chemistry of it. You're welcome. Now, I would like you to close your eyes for me. I'm going to do the massage now. Face, neck, and shoulders as promised. This is where most people fall asleep, but I don't take it personally. Sleep is a compliment in a way. It means that your mind and body have stopped being so wary of me. Given my usual interactions, that's a rare thing. Yeah, people can be overly fascinated with slimes. It becomes irritating. So I'm starting with your jaw. You hold a lot of tension here, most people do. Clenching, grinding, biting back things you wish to say. The masseter muscle is one of the strongest in the human body, did you know? It holds grudges. I'm working the knots out with my fingers. My hands are good for this. The jelly slime texture constantly lets me apply pressure without friction. It's one of the few things about my physiology that's genuinely useful for this job. That, and I can mix ingredients directly into my palms. No bowls, no waste, no mess. Now for the temples. Light pressure, circular. Guessing you probably get headaches. Most people with jaw tension also get headaches. The two are connected. Everything in the body is connected if you're human or humanoid. It's not the same if you're a slime. We can morph and shape however we want, but not so with a human body. It's all connected. Tension from one place leads to another. It's unfortunate, but fascinating. I'm going to use a little more pressure here on your neck and shoulders. Please tell me if it's too much. I won't be offended. I don't really get offended. I'll just adjust my technique accordingly and move on. Yes, criticism is just data. There. Down the sides of your neck. There we go. Over the caps of your shoulders. rotating my thumbs in, squeezing with my fingers. Relax, relax, it's all right. Should I loosen up? All right, sorry for bearing down too hard. Here. Okay, very good. Last step is the moisturizer. This one is a personal favorite. It's a blend of sea buckthorn oil, hyaluronic acid derived from a specific type of deep water algae, and a very small amount of my own essence. Don't make a face, it's sterile. It's also the reason my clients glow when they leave. My essence binds other ingredients and helps them absorb more deeply. It's not magic, it's biochemistry. Your skin is actually quite nice. Under all the neglect, there's good structure here. Great elasticity. You'd be shocked how many people come in with healthy skin and just ignore it. It's a waste. But you're here now, so maybe less of a waste. Alright. I'm done with the application and the massage. Now it's time for the warm towel. It'll help the moisturizer set and open your pores just a little more. It also feels nice. I don't experience temperature the same way, so I'll take your word for it. Lie still. Let it drape over you. I'll be right here. We're gonna let that rest for a few minutes. Right. All done. Okay. I don't say this to be nice, but your skin is now approximately 30% more hydrated than when you walked in. The glow should last about 2 days, longer if you properly hydrate and stay out of direct sunlight. I could give you an entire lecture on UV damage, but you've been very patient already. Oh, a night worker. That explains why your skin's in such good shape if you don't see the sun much. Here's the towel. Pat, pat, pat. Towel, pat, pat. Just gonna hold this warm towel to your face. Your neck. Your shoulders. Okay. Give it a little pat. Pat, pat to your skin. There we go. Alright. Now Mandry will check you out at the front. Alright. You can lay here with the towel on you for as long as you want. I'm going to slip back into the sea. Rejuvenate. Take your time. But you only have 10. You can check out with Mandry in the front when you're ready. If you wish to book another session, please inform her. You were a good client. You didn't talk too much or ask invasive questions. You didn't even flinch when I mentioned my essence. That happens more than you think. People get strange around slimes like me, but you didn't. I appreciate that, and I don't say that to many people. Don't read into it. Just come back whenever your skin needs me again. Goodbye.